Hello everyone. This is one of the best love story. So let's begin. So before starting, I want to tell you something about the story. In this story, there are two persons. One is Shashi Rekha and one is Kapil. So let's begin. In this story, the characters Shashi Rekha and Kapil are siblings who share a special bond similar to the nail and flesh, irrespective of their 10 years age difference. Shashi is his all-time favorite person, as their parents work day in and day out. She was his whole world. But all of these changed when Aditya entered their life as a new family member. Aditya was a Shashi classmate from first standard onwards. He lost his parents at a young age and grew up in an orphanage right next to Shashi's house. The warden who had the orphanage made sure that every child receives free education. Hence, he made sure he enrolls every one of them in the government school where Shashi was studying. Here Aditya, a complete introvert, become friend with Shashi, and now their friendship has blossomed into beautiful relationship, which is a marriage. Though her parents knew him from childhood, they were quite reluctant when she came up with the marriage proposal. But later on, they agreed wholeheartedly to fulfill their daughter's education, irrespective of the caste and family issues. When Kapil came to know all about this, he got heartbroken. He couldn't accept the fact that his sister has hid all of these to him and ended up not talking with her to show his anger. To end all of these, one fine Sunday morning, Shashi entered his room asking if he can drop her in the government hospital. Without uttering a word, he nodded his head and got inside the washroom. When he came out, he saw Aditya gifting her a bunch of white daisies dressed up in red ribbon. Unexpected, Kapil grabbed the bucket from Shashi's hands and thrust them into the ground with complete force. Shocked, Shashi raised her hands for the first time and questioned, "Is this the way you behave, Kapil? Where did you learn these bad manners from? You forgot that giving desert is in between us, isn't Sashi? He replied back angrily. Sashi loved flowers, especially the white daisies. Ever since Kapil knew about this, he started gifting her daisies on her birthday as per age. But today, when he saw Aditya doing the same, he lost his temper. That evening, Sashi entered the home, calling out his name loud. Hearing her voice, he came out. Both remained silent for a couple of minutes. Then, after taking a deep breath, Sashi put her hand on her shoulder and said, "I am sorry for everything, Kapil. It's my entire fault. When my marriage topic was discussed, you were writing your public examinations. I didn't want to disturb you, hence I didn't open up." Listening to every detail, he understood his mistake and questioned, "Why did he get you diocese?" Having a stern look. With a smile, she replied, "Brother, I didn't tell him. Seeing my Facebook post, he gifted me." "Did you check my post status or not?" she asked the next minute. "No," he said honestly. "Check it now," she commanded, feeling happy. 258 dozens from my brother. We are souls separated by age difference, but carrying the same fragrance. "Sashi, did you really write this?" he asked, surprised. She raised her eyebrows. He blindfolds her eyes and takes her upstairs to the open terrace. The cold breeze touched her pale skin. Her eyes didn't move a bit. She couldn't believe what she saw. The whole terrace was transformed into a beautiful garden with a potted plants carrying buds of red, white and pink roses, fresh white daisies, golden yellow sunflowers, shoot of jasmine, etc. "Happy birthday to you, Sashi," he shouted, and balloons came up flying in the sky as a surprise. Her eyes glowed into a delight and she said, "Thank you," wiping her tears. "Your mascara is smudged," he teased her back. "When did you do all this?" she questioned. "Suspense," he replied. When she touched and inhaled the fragrance of white jasmine, he pulled her down and asked, "How was your birthday? Tell me." Her cheeks turned pink when she began talking. "It was amazing. We went through the temple behind Basant Nagar beach, then spent some time on the seashore collecting seashells and ate few charts. Then we went to the government hospital for donating blood and continue," she said. "We pleaded for organ donation." She became quiet. "Are you sure about what you are doing?" Kapil asked. "Yes," she said confidently. He smiled. "Do you?" They both began. "I love this surprise, Kapil. Even if you dig me beneath these flowers, I will die happily," she expressed. "Don't talk rubbish, Sashi." "I like your guy very much, Sashi. But I feel a bit possessive. Did he misunderstand me for throwing the flowers? He asked in guilt. No, he felt proud that I have such a caring brother, she said. 2 months later, Amma, where is my towel? Kapil asked. Ask Sashida, her mother yelled. Later, they both released. She isn't her animal. They missed her badly and decided to go and meet her personally the next evening. Kapil called the van line and gave Aditya address. Sasi home has got a lawn and vintage style backyard with a play area. So Kapil decided to relocate the potted plant at her lawn area as she is the right person to look after it. He checked his watch to see how much time left to reach Sasi's house. After a 1 hour bumpy ride, he reached her doorstep at 7 p.m. On seeing him after several days, she hugged him tightly. Aditya came from the kitchen carrying a plate of hot coffee and kachori. Your sister's preparation, he said proudly. As they all ate, Kapil admired his sister as if looking at her for the first time. The kumkum on her forehead, silver curl touring, and the yellow colored thali dancing on her neck has transformed her into a beautiful woman. Each couple, what you are dreaming about? She pinched him on his hand, bringing him back to the reality. That night, Aditya has his first family dinner. 3 months later, Kapil, can you please come to the hospital nearby our home? Aditya spoke. In a few minutes, he reached the hospital and looked at Aditya walking here and there in the... In the waiting area. What happened? Why do you look tense? Kapil asked. Where is Sashi? Without answering his questions, did you inform your parents? He questioned back. Yeah. They are coming into our to tell me, Aditya, what happened? Post wedding, we both were traveling a lot, Kapil. Sashi fell sick few days back. I took her to our family doctor and she bounced back. Kapil listened patiently. Last 2 days, her health condition was worse. She didn't sleep a minute. Today, when I woke her up, she didn't open her eyes. Her body was cold and heavy, so I immediately admitted her. Don't panic, Aditya. Maybe she is tired, he said, consoling him. I thought the same, but the doctor was saying it's brain dead, Kapil. Hearing it, his head revolved in all axes. The doctor explained it is meningitis, he continued. It is a rare medical condition that leads to brain dead, he added. Can we recover her? Kapil asked. No, he replied. His parents arrived and Aditya explained the same to them. His mother burst out crying. No, my child is alive. The doctors are lying. Kapil and his family entered the ICU ward. So she laid on the bed as if she is deep sleep. No one believed that she is dead. She looked as fresh as a jasmine flower, bringing back the strength. Kapil informed all his relatives. Aditya, who couldn't bear all of these, remembered Shashi pledged and went to discuss it with the doctor. Are her parents okay with it? The doctor asked. Yes, he said. Few minutes later, he came out with a pile of paper to be signed. He went to Shashi's parents, held their hand and said, Shashi wanted to donate her organs. Will you agree? He asked, holding his tears back. His father signed all the papers. In the next few hours, her heart, kidney, liver, eyes, tissues were operated. When the ward boy brought her in the stretcher, her father touched her body and kissed her on her forehead. He recollected the very first day he carried Shashi when she was born. He regretted for not spending most of his time with her. Everyone remained silent when they traveled in the ambulance, hearing the sound aloud. As they reached Aditya's house, all her relatives showed their last respect. The gardener dug 6 feet in their lawn, and the priest did the final ritual silently. Seeing all this, Kapil held Aditya's hand and said, It isn't your fault, Mama. Everything happens for a reason. We are here for you. He leant on his shoulders to weep out, and then all of them saw Shashi together for one last time. As per her desire, all daisy plants were grown around her. Shashi was similar to those flowers until her last breath. She was calm and beautiful, yet she decided to spread her fragrance into someone else like unasked. As promised to Aditya, she gifted him a beautiful family. This story is dedicated to my sister who believed in blood and organ donation. She lives with us in our memory. Salute to you and all the donors. Thanks for listening. I hope you will share this story so that we'll also learn from this. Thank you so much.